Housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Brought to you by Summers Insurance, with offices in Albia and Sheraton, where they shop and you save. Look for a slight chance of rain this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Breezy, but 46. Tonight, a chance of rain on the overnight, maybe snow as well. Overnight low of 17. Sunday, Super Bowl day, cloudy skies with temperatures around 20.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcast, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. The bad news is we're crash landing.
To lace them up Saturday here on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIC. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. Glad to have you along on this very, very busy sports Saturday as we open up the postseason for wrestling. It's the 2018 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament starting today. Of course, we're going to bring you wall-to-wall coverage of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, starting with sectional Saturday.
You're seriously going to play Miley Cyrus as your intro on a wrestling sectional Saturday?
See, for us less sophisticated listeners, you know, we blocked out who might be the performer behind that and just enjoyed the bumper that it was. But the fact that you knew it was Miley Cyrus, buddies, maybe speaks more volume than the torment you just gave me.
It's my kids probably listening to it. But
that's what I thought we'd get out of here. But, you know, what you're going to want to listen to today is this station right here. And if you don't, if you're walking out of the footprints of this giant airwave that goes throughout southern Iowa, and you can always join us at www.kicradio.com or on the smartphone app, the Android and iPhone app, that is the Thunderbolt app, and they can get wall-to-wall exclusive what you want to hear coverage of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament starting today.
You know, you can call today Super Saturday. You can call it Sectional Saturday. You can call it Separation Saturday, because after today, we're going to separate those who go on to districts and those who are done after today. Well, with the exception of maybe another team duels. But it's a big day for wrestling, and as you say, it's one of your favorite times of the year, Jason, because you're wrapping up some basketball, you've got wrestling heating up, and so it's and you got the Super Bowl. So, I mean, this is a trifecta weekend.
And you know, it's talking about Super Balls. It was a super ball of twine that was wires. You know, it's like watching you unwrap all these different wires going to all the different inputs into this board, because we're covering all of Southern Iowa with high fidelity.
Yeah, we've got several crews out. This is a little bit different for us this year, though. The one nice thing is Eddieville Blakesburg is up in 2A, and they're going to be with Albia today. In the past, we've had Albia in 2A and Eddieville in 1A, and we've covered a couple of different matches there. But as all these schools all around the state today at noon, they'll announce clear the mats, and all these schools will take the mats. But we've got all these schools that it seems like they've split everybody up this year. We've got Centerville over in Washington, for crying out loud. Albia has to travel all the way up to Williamsburg. And then we've got Sheraton driving to North Polk. We have Moravia headed to Liberty Center. And we're going to follow North Mahaska, Peak, and Sigourney, and some of those schools who are going to be over in North English. So we're spread out today. That's why we took the twine. We had to unravel the twine of wire just to wire all these places up.
Yeah, it looked like Clark W. Griswold getting undoing his lights here. But it's going to be put together for all of our listeners, and we're so glad to have all of you along on this busy sectional Saturday. And we're going to be talking wrestling for most of the day, but this morning here at the Coach's Corner, we're going to talk some round balls. Coach Archer's going to stop by along with Coach Dykes as they wind down their regular season and look forward to the postseason. And we'll talk about their seniors and you know, Joe, what is the bittersweet part of every finale of a season is that these coaches and us as broadcasters and as fans and is that the seniors are on their farewell trip.
Yeah, and you know, when this happens every once in a while, you have a team that's up a little bit and a team that might be down a little bit. It's been fun to watch. I mean, Eddyville-Blakesburg, an outstanding year for them. You've got Oskaloosa, who every, you know, all the news media wants to cover Oski and their outstanding year. They've already basically crowned the Indians champions, and they haven't even played the game yet. So it is bittersweet, as you say, because we have some towns that are having a good year and some that aren't. And that's also what I like wrestling, because you can have one kid from one town, and there you go.
It takes one kid to qualify for state, and you got a whole community. And what's really fun is that as we talk to the coaches here this morning, Joe, the broadcast, we're going to try to get on the air sometime around between 10:30 and 11 o'clock.
By my watch, if you haven't left yet for Williamsburg, I don't know how you're getting there. The Chopper 13, I think.
Well, I've got connections.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I'm going to say. How about that one? I just know that we're going to get on the air.
I got five
more hours of I don't know what I'm going to say, but we're going to get on the air sometime around 10:30 and 11 o'clock. But one of the things that is really fun to hear the coaches talk about and in our conversations and when we do get off the air is, you know, how excited they are for all their other peers, and you know, while they're wanting to do well for their school and their kids, you know, they become big fans of their counterparts here in Southern Iowa and rooting them on. And now we become all one big family, particularly when we finally land ourselves at Wells Fargo Arena.
Absolutely, and you know, that's where it does get exciting. And you can get behind a team like North Mahaska, who 4 years ago or 5 years ago didn't even have a wrestling program, and then you look at Sheraton, a new coach, a coach not unfamiliar to those that tune into Thunder Country every year for wrestling coverage, and Mr. Cochran has got a slug of kids out over there that are really excited about wrestling. So,
well, we're going to talk wrestling. 10:30, we'll get on the air with the wrestling preview. 12 o'clock, the opening whistle of the 2018 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Sectional wrestling coverage right here.
You got to get going.
I got to get on the road.
I know you get to Iowa games pretty fast. This is Williamsburg.
I got
to
drive fast and take some chances, and hopefully no cherries on top. Having a little Miley Cyrus. We're going to the break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk with Coach Dykes, Lady D's, when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner.
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay services are here. Enjoy an easier way to pay in stores and added security for online purchases. With high-tech tools and high-touch services, you can have both. Are you taking advantage of an easier way to bank? Let's talk today. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us, because at C1st, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Light for Your Day, and I'm Pastor Terry Chapman from Lighthouse Church of the Nazarene in Moravia, Iowa. Hey, good afternoon. Commercial, not for church so much today, but tomorrow at Lighthouse Church of the Nazarene, the 9th annual Sportsman's Fest. The doors open at 11 o'clock. We're going to have vendors there with sporting goods, hunting, fishing, all kinds of things like that. And this year, our guest speaker is Hank Parker. If you have ever watched the Outdoor Channel, you've seen Hank Parker's TV shows. He does a lot of commercials. Hank Parker is a very, very well-known fisherman and hunter, and I hope that you will come tomorrow, February the 3rd, beginning at 11 o'clock. In honor of Hank coming, we're going to have a huge fish fry. So if you like fried fish, we're going to have some deer and elk chili and some other things, but our emphasis this year is going to be on fried fish. So come eat lunch with us. We're going to have an auction and sell some nice stuff. We're going to have Hank speak. It's going to be a great day. We're going to have for the youth a Beauchute and for everybody a casting tournament. So a lot of fun tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Don't miss it.
That is Pastor Terry Chapman at the Moravia Lighthouse Church of the Nazarene, their sportsman's banquet that they hold each and every year. Thought maybe it would be good to throw that back on the air. That was his message from yesterday, but that is today. So that banquet is today at Moravia Lighthouse Church of the Nazarene, and a gentleman coming from the Outdoor Channel, Fish Fry, lots going on, and it gets underway about 11 o'clock today down in Moravia.
Saddle up your bronc and get ready. The Bull Riders of America are coming to the Bridgeview Center February 2nd and 3rd. The top 25 riders will be competing for $20,000 in cash and prizes. Don't miss out on this exciting event. Friday night is family night with kids games and mutton busting. And Saturday night is the celebrity bull ride. For ticket information, visit BridgeviewCenter.com or call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000.
To the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We're sitting here with Coach Dykes. Coach, here we are, you know, final game of the regular season, and we're turning that calendar over, and we've turned the last leg of this season over into the final chapter, and that is the postseason. But before we head there, let's talk about, you know, a week ago we were talking about the opportunity to play at Wells Fargo Arena, and what a great opportunity. And boy, your girls really embraced that, and did a great job performing up there and with a big win.
Yeah, it was a great win. They played really well against Pleasantville. We started out a little bit slow. Pleasantville got on a 9-1 start on us, but we were able to settle down in the second quarter and really just took the game away from them after that. Played a great second and third quarter especially. I think we scored 18 and 19 points in those quarters, and then just finished really strong in the fourth by keeping our lead and maintaining.
Well, Coach, when you get in that kind of a big stage, it's either you shine or you can take and fall pressure to being in that moment. So as a coach, you had to feel pretty good about the way your girls embraced not just getting the win, but the way they embraced the moment.
Absolutely. You know, we came up a little bit rushed, I think, to get dressed, and it was a different locker room, and everything was kind of just an adjustment. So we didn't quite seem ready when we first started, but I just reminded the girls at the end of the first quarter that quarter was over. We're at a basketball court. Go play basketball. Go have fun. Go play the game that we know how to play, which is, driving the basket, making sure we're getting good looks and opportunities to score, and just to shoot the ball. In the first quarter, they were looking off shots, and that was just not how we've done it all season. We take shots that are open, and I just reminded them to shoot the ball. Sometimes I think those types of settings are a little intimidating with the hoop, having seats and stuff behind it, so they shot the ball in the second quarter, and it was a much better game from there.
You know, we're as you get into this long season, you start to worry about the health and the stamina of your team, and down to your final regular season game right into against Clark, and we'll talk about that. But how is the health and the stamina of this team?
I think pretty good overall. We've had a couple kids that have been sick, maybe missed one practice or so. But overall, I think the kids have stayed pretty healthy. I continually remind them, and I think they laugh at me most of the time when I say this, but about every practice or after games, I'll tell them, drink plenty of water, get lots of rest, eat your protein, make sure that, you know, you keep stretching and just be good to your body, right? So that's how we prepare for games and for practice next day. And I think that they really have. I think that they're doing a lot more of that. Maybe then I would even realize, but you know, the biggest thing is just a lot of stretching, and we make sure to have that warm up before our practice, so that way the girls are ready and their muscles are ready to get playing. And we've been really fortunate to have no injuries, no significant injuries this season yet. And I just pray that continues.
Coach, one of the things that you also deal with is that you know that the clock is ticking. And with a team full of seniors, you know that there becomes a point when you know, playing your last regular season home game, you know, last night, and then now you see you're down to your final regular season game, and then it really has to start sitting on you. Hey, this is it. This clock is not just running out on this game, but my high school career, and learning to deal with that and to embrace that opportunity and not to fall victim to maybe the fear of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the girls are ready. They have prepared, and they know that our last game of the season, Sigourney, is going to be a tough game. Sigourney's been ranked this season. They have a good record, and they play an up-tempo game. But I think that we've prepared well. The girls are ready to go, and just knowing it is their last regular season game, I think that they'll bring a better energy to the court on an away game that'll be fairly intense. And then we have Clark at home, and that's going to be a great experience for those seniors to be able to play one of their postseason games at home and hopefully get a win, the last win on our home court.
Having played, obviously playing a team twice in the season, or the third time in the season, always a difficult thing to get three wins off of one team, but you certainly know what to expect from Clark. How much time as a coaching staff do you guys put into to really scouting the opponent? How much of your time is being focused on Clark?
Right now, I've been trying to focus mostly on the games that we have ahead of us. So we've talked a little bit about Clark, and we know what to expect, and we're implementing some new things that we'll be using. So in the last couple games, we've been implementing a couple of new things that we'll be using when we play Clark to try to mix it up. Like you said, it's hard to play a team three times in a season. It's hard to beat a team three times in a season, but we're adding some things in so that Clark sees different looks from us. So the things that they have on film for us won't be the same as what we show them come game time, and I'm sure they have the same. So when I watch film, I still look at tendencies and see what players are doing what against us, and then we talk about that with the kids and make sure that they're prepared, knowing which numbers to look out for, three-point shooters, dribble drivers, and that kind of thing. And we try to prepare that in practice as well.
Coach, we're going to have you know, more conversations. Actually, this is going to be our last conversation till I get back. I'm going to be gone for a little while, and so you know, I probably won't be back until hopefully you're still playing, as we're playing at Wells Fargo Arena, as I'm going to be step away for a few weeks. But, you know, talk about these seniors, and I want to start with Hannah Isley. You know, Hannah does get a lot of attention, and all of it very much deserved, but, you know, very special, gifted athlete, and, you know, recently getting recognized in the nice article your dad did in the paper on her. But, you know, what a tremendous athlete, and what an accomplishment. She's going to leave her mark, and it's going to be a long-lasting mark on all the programs here in Albion, but especially with basketball.
Yeah, Hannah's the first 1,000-point scorer in girls basketball here at Albion, so that's a huge accomplishment, and she's on 1,000-plus points, so it's fun to watch her. She's super quick and very athletic and gets down the court, up and down the court very well. It's great to have a player like Hannah that she can be a go-to player, you know, get the ball to Hannah, or Hannah gets a rebound, and we know that she's going to travel up the court quickly. Most of the time she's beating girls all the way down the court, and Hannah can get us some buckets when we need it. She's also, I think, ultra-competitive. She likes to win, and so it's fun to watch her when sometimes the game's on the line, and she's a great leader when we need some buckets or need something to happen. She can steal the ball, and with her quickness and athleticism, just gets down the court, and is just, like you said, really fun to watch in that.
The other seniors, Coach, and you know, I think Jenna McCarty, you know, just watching her play, you know, the effort she gave up here on that great rebounding performance against Centerville, just the every time you look, everywhere the ball was, that's Jenna McCarty, and that's the kind of unselfish athlete she is. You know, she doesn't have to be your leading scorer. She'll do whatever it takes, that kind of grit and competitiveness.
Yeah, Jenna's a hustler. She is just so much fun to watch, too, because she also is competitive, and she wants to get that rebound every single time. She had another 17 boards against Pleasantville and just had a monster rebounding game there. And even her teammates kind of say, you know, if Jenna's there, I'm just going to let her get the rebound, because she is getting on it. She's also got some nice quickness and can do some really good things for us on offense. And she has a great basketball IQ, and a lot of times she's a big leader for her teammates as far as where they need to go on the court and what we're doing. And just does a great job in that leadership position.
Yeah, and keeping with the theme of seniors, as we talk about these seniors, and my last time to talk with you about them, I just think about Jade Van Pullen. It's such a consistent, do whatever you're asked type of athlete. And sometimes the things that I see her do and the things she does for the program, you don't find in the box score.
Yeah. I think consistent is a great word, and Jade has improved so much from the beginning of the season to the end, gotten stronger with the ball, and has had some really nice blocks for us, and her defense has just become really excellent in the paint. And Jade's one of those that you just love to have a tall post player on your team, and she's a go-to for sure. She helps us with get a better inside-outside game on offense, and just works really hard both ends of the court. And, consistent definitely fits Jade. She's a strong presence. She's a great leader. And I've enjoyed having her height on the team.
She's got great height, and then she's got a great smile and great personality.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Then you hit it right on the head. She's just a really great leader.
Yep.
And, when you get players like that around all this talent, it really makes a great cohesive group. Haley Bassett and Shannon McLean, coach, so important to the program as well.
Yeah, you know, Haley has been a fantastic defender for us this year, and she's really blossomed and had even made some really great shots for us offensively. Haley, I think, has improved overall, one of the most improved players on the court for us, and her defense has really helped us a lot. She gets some really good steals, gets in, and is really just aggressive. She's become one of those go-tos where sometimes we just want Haley to guard the best player on the court. She's quick. She has really good skills, moves her feet well. And then again, she started dribble drive in. She can also shoot the 3-point shot, and so it's been fun to watch Haley and have her on the team. And she also has done a good job with leadership. And I think the whole senior group, you couldn't ask for a better group of leaders on this team. Shannon McLean, she's maybe limited minutes on varsity, but has done a great job being on the bench. And then in the JV group, has been there and has played hard, and I've really enjoyed working with Shannon. She's always wanting to learn. She wants to know what to do next and how she can be better, she's been able to take some shots, and she shot some free throws for us that have been important points. So great group of kids. I'm going to be sad that the seniors are leaving, and I've been really blessed to have this group that I've come into for my first year, and just wish them the best when they go off to their colleges.
Coach, I've been a joy watching this team compete. It's been a joy watching you in your first year, coach, and I have no doubt that as good as it is now, the best is yet to come.
Thank you.
That's the outstanding coach for the Abbey Lady D's, head coach Dykes, and we're going to take a timeout, come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. With high-tech tools and high-touch service, you can have both. Deposit checks on the go, bank with our mobile app, live chat with us online, anywhere, anytime. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us. Because at CFirst, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
my life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mom. I depend on my electricity co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Here's a job alert. If you're looking for a career you can take pride in, send an email to explorecargilleddyville@cargill.com to begin the online application process. They are currently accepting applications for operations technicians. These are 12-hour rotating shifts with a starting wage of $20.40 per hour with opportunities for job growth and additional pay. Again, that's explorecargilleddyville@cargill.com. explorecargilleddyville@cargill.com. Cargill is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Get super savings during Menards Super Sale. Window treatments can easily transform any room. Right now, get 25% off special order Levalor window treatments from Menards. Levalor has blinds and shades that will fit any decor you're looking for. Choose from hundreds of styles and colors of blinds and shades. All 25% off during Menards Super Sale. Get super savings now through February 3rd.
Save big money at Menards.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
At Gardner Collier Jewelry, our goal has always been to provide you with the very best jewelry for your money. From plain gold wedding bands to the most exquisite diamond ring, Gardner Collier has it. Our huge selection is sure to exceed your expectations, and our service is second to none. From sterling silver fashion jewelry to the one-of-a-kind diamond fashion piece, Gardner Collier can fill your jewelry desires. For the very best value in fine jewelry, choose Gardner Collier, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Coach Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Here with Coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons. And Coach, here we are again. We're closing down the final leg of the regular season and looking ahead to the postseason. These are the final steps to sharpen the iron before we open things up against Davis County.
Right. And we've had plenty of opportunities. We played had a really challenging week. You know, starting at the Well and playing a really good Pleasantville team with a lot of size, and then Monday turning around and having to play a Fairfield team that I think's won five or six in a row now, and just a big physical, long athletic team, and really played well on Monday. I thought our guys fought and got down 11 and turned around and won the third quarter, I think 17-8. So we're down two going into the fourth and just really battled. I thought we played really, really well. And then North Mahaska, we lost them to weather, and they were not going to make it up. They were not interested in making it up. So we were kind of looking for that 21st game, and Grandview Christian came calling, and we talked it over with the guys, and the guys were for it, and the guys were excited, and they came in last night and really humbled us. But you know, that's a team that if you had a chance to watch them last night, I don't know, they're probably not going to do what they did to us, to everybody. You know, they got us down, and we really struggled. We turned the ball over, you know, more than we usually do, and struggled to make jump shots, and they made a run on us and then made another run on us and just kept it on us. And but you look at that team, and I don't know who in Class 1A is going to step up and get them. I mean, they're too big, they're too athletic, they're just, it's an amazing basketball team.
Not many teams in any class are going to, you know, to come up with them. And the peril of doing that, taking on that type of opponent and scheduling it when it was not on the schedule to begin with, is that you the peril is that you give your chance to your team a chance to lose some momentum or to lose some confidence. The other side of that is that you give your team a chance to really go out and test against a really good opponent, because you know it's going to get more challenging as if you continue to stay winning in the postseason, the challenge is going to get greater. But there's a win there, but whether or not the win is worth the pain of having to deal with maybe losing some confidence.
Right. And we talked about that, and I thought maybe with a younger team or, a team that wasn't as close as this team that I have is, maybe that would have been a bad call, but we've got such a tight group of guys, and I don't think it's going to take us back in terms of a confidence issue, especially when we got this next week to get things right and make things right and feel a little bit better about where we're at. But, yeah, and then the flip side of it is, if you're really serious about making a run, with Van Meter sitting on the other side of that sub-state, and that's what we told the guys, if we're serious about getting to Van Meter, then we need to play somebody that's really, really good. And that was the opportunity that we had last night. And when you play a team like you played last night, everything that you don't do so well, every little thing that you don't do so well, it gets magnified. So when you're not in proper position, or if you miss a box out, or if you don't communicate, or if you're not moving offensively, all those things hurt you. When in other games you might get away with those things, but you can't not do the little things and beat a team like Grandview Christian.
Well, that's the conversation the coach gets to have with the guys after the game, and that making those points. And this team has been playing some really good basketball, and with the senior leadership you have, these guys tend to be guys that learn things pretty quick.
Right. That's just kind of how the season's been too. We've had some really nice stretches where we won three or four games in a row, and then we've hit a skid where we've lost three or four games in a row, and it's just kind of been a constant back and forth. And I was pretty frustrated at halftime last night, or Thursday night, and just in the fact that I felt like we wanted this game and we didn't come out and execute and do the things that we had talked about all week. We weren't moving like we had talked about. And the three or four times that we cut and we moved like we had planned the two practices before, we got some pretty good looks. But it's pretty frustrated at halftime, and just really challenged them second half to come out and compete and play with some pride. And the third quarter was okay. And then he kind of went back to, I know the starters started the fourth, and I think they made a pretty good run on us there in the fourth and ended up really thumping us. But like I said, we learn from it, and the guys understand, where we need to go and what we need to do to get there, and some of these little things that maybe we've been harping on. And that maybe that's another thing to say, is that as a coach you can really harp on these little things, and until they beat you, until you can say, look, there it is, that's why you gave that up, or that's why we're in this spot that we're in, it's because of those things. Until they hurt you, sometimes they don't really, it doesn't really make an impact on a player until he can actually see a situation where, wow, that's hurting us when I don't do those little things.
Haven't you felt as a coach, though, and it's been, when throughout the season, it's been little things, little moments, or little runs that a team gets on that end up being the separation. But throughout the season, in the losses, it's really come down to some few minutes that you give up a run, or those little details to the basketball game.
Right. You take away last night, and I don't think there's very many games that we've played where we didn't finish the game and think, man, if we had done this for this 2-minute stretch, we could have won the basketball game. Maybe you look back at Fort Madison and think, that was a team that got us on a Saturday and was a really athletic team, and that might have been a team that we just on that day we were not ready to play. Like I said, maybe even a team that, from an athletic standpoint, that we don't really match up with on any day. But you look at everything else, every other game. You look at our six conference losses. Every one of those games, you look at a stretch where we don't score, or you look at a stretch where they make a run, and or we get ourselves in some foul trouble. It's You know, it's been frustrating at times because you know you're close and you know you've got a team that's so close to you know, from a record standpoint of being better than where they are. But you know, not that our record is awful, and not that record is something that we really focus on either. But you know, when you look back on this team in 5 or 6 years, that's probably the first thing that you're going to look at is the record, and it could have been a lot better if we had taken care of some of those minute things in at the right times.
Well, I think one of your best basketball teams made it to the well the first time. They found those details at the end and put together and got rid of those streaks. Now, you know, to me, I can look at this basketball team and see its potential in the way that you guys went to Linville Sawley. Mm-hmm. You know, that to me tells me a lot about what this team is capable of.
Right. And that's funny because we were just talking about that. Jason and I were talking about that 07 team the other day and how we were two or three games under 500 for a huge part of that season, really, until we made that run to go to the state tournament. And you know, it was one of those deals where we never gave up on that core group of guys either. You know, we had that core group of seniors, and you know, sometimes when you struggle or you don't play well, the thought is, well, you know, so-and-so should be playing, or you need to play this guy, or you need to play that guy. When you have a core group of guys and you know what they're capable of and you've been with them and you've played, you know, 30 games in the summer, and if you, you know, sticking with that group and having confidence in that group, you know, I've always really believed in that, because sometimes you get so caught up as a coach that you have to do something and you overcoach. And you mess up the rotation, or you mess up the chemistry, and you mess up, you know, these guys need to be in a rhythm at this time of year. They need to be out there. They need to be comfortable. They need to feel like they know where everybody's going to be at any given time. And those are the things that you kind of battle as you go through the season. You know, you feel like when you lose 3 or 4 games in a row, man, I got to change. I got to do something different. If I don't do something different, I'm not being a very good coach. When really, you know, sticking with what you have and trying to get better with what you have a lot of times is the best remedy. You know, it's not like we don't change our rotations a little bit or give certain guys, you know, more minutes here and there, but at the same time, you know, that if you panic and you try to change who you are to try to improve your season, you know, there's so many times that backfires on you.
Well, Coach, you know, the schedule being front heavy for conference play, and we talked about at the beginning of the season how you don't have the capacity. You jump right into conference, and you don't have the capacity to fill out the pieces of the puzzle and make it all work. Now, at the end of the season, you do have a little bit of time here before you to get into the tournament to fill out some of those things that you might want to try or experiment on. And maybe that's not the right time to do it. As you said, it really comes down to you got to execute with the people you have. And but, you know, now you do have a little bit of time before you get into the tournament to hone in on those things.
Right. You have 3 games here. The districts are set. The brackets are out. We know exactly who we're playing and when we're playing them. So that's helpful. You just got 3 games here this next week where we've got to get better. You know, we've got to practice Saturday morning, where we've got to get better. And that's nice. That's nice. I mean, especially after the week that we've had, where we've played some good teams, to have some games where we can come back and get some confidence back and do some positive things heading into district play. So yeah, I think it's a blessing that we've got 3 non-cons this week, and against, you know, Ankeny Christian, I think it's 15 or 16-2. BGM's a little bit down, but then I think Kyoto's got 2 or 3 losses as well. So they're going to be quality teams, and they're all 3 on the road. So they're going to be good tests for us heading into district play. But like you said, you know, it's an opportunity. If we want to try some things, we can, and it's an opportunity to hopefully get our kids' heads back in the right spot.
As a coach, how much time do you now prepare for Davis County? Do you start to spend time preparing for that game? And in the preparation, in a general statement, how much time does a high school coach at basketball spend on scouting the opponent?
You know, I don't know if it's fair for me to talk about that, because I feel like I'm probably – There's two really big philosophies. There's guys that don't scout a whole lot, and they're, you know, I'm just going to worry about my team, and I'm going to make sure that we're playing and we're doing exactly. We're going to worry about ourselves and make sure that we do what we do the best that we possibly can. And I feel like we always work on that, but I'm probably a little bit over the top on scouting and preparation and, you know, making sure that our guys know who we're playing and knowing their sets and knowing their out-of-bounds sets. And, I mean, I've actually probably toned it down a little bit in terms of my scouting reports. I mean, I can remember, you know, 10 years ago how outrageous my scouting reports were. I mean, just over the edge on everything that I knew and how much time and energy I spent figuring out every little thing that they were going to do and how they were going to do things, that other team. And it was just exhausting. But our guys always know who the starters, know the starters' tendencies, know what they run offensively, know what they run defensively. There's still a lot of time put into it. As far as Davis County goes, we've got a really good idea of how they're going to play us from the two games that we've played them. And the thing with Davis County is that I was talking to Coach Stout from Eddyville. You know, Eddyville had two really close games with Clark. One of them was overtime. Nobody took Eddyville to overtime except Clark, and Clark won two games in conference. That was it, you know. And Davis County's kind of been that with us. You know, they've really struggled and haven't competed in a lot of games, but they really played us really tough, really tight for six quarters. You know, a two-point win down there, and then we were up four at halftime the last time we played. Now, we beat them by 18 in the second half, but, you know, that's a team that's really played us tough and, you know, a team that probably thinks that is excited about having us first round, even though it's at our place. So there'll be a lot of preparation tomorrow for Ankeny Christian, and there'll be a lot of talk during the week to get ready for Kyoto. And then, but we'll sprinkle in some Davis County stuff. And then, like I said, we don't need a lot of time to get ready for Davis County, and we'll practice the Sunday night before and really hit them heavy. But we're really familiar with what we need to do and how they play.
We're talking with head coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons. Coach, winding down the season here, and I probably won't see you again. I'm going to be off for a couple of weeks and won't get a chance to see you before you guys play your first conference game or first tournament game. So I think it'd be great to talk about these seniors and what they've meant to the program. And also in this moment, they're starting to realize, hey, that clock is ticking on my high school career.
Right. We've got seven. You know, we've got Tyler that wasn't with us, and which is disappointing because we were so excited about Tyler, and he had such a great summer. He's such a great athlete, and, you know, Tyler really turned it around from an effort standpoint. And I don't know if it was really an effort standpoint, but it was more of a focus standpoint. And he really grew up, and, gosh, he had such a great summer. He played so hard, and he was such a great teammate. And then we lose him, and we never get to play with him, you know, and that was really frustrating. You know, my next two guys, I think about John and I think about Devin, and I think about how amazing of teammates those two guys are. You know, Devin's playing time's been spotty, and so is John's, but those are two guys that have never done anything but practice hard and be great teammates and be extremely coachable. You know, those are guys that are always looking at you when you're talking. You know, Devin is on when he Devin's on the bench, Devin's telling me things that he sees and things that he's read from the scouting report. And Devin might not be going to get a lot of time, but Devin knows the scouting report, so he's throwing things back at me that I've put on the scouting report, just like reminders, which is just, I mean, how awesome is that to have a kid that hasn't been rewarded on a consistent basis throw the scouting report back at you, and not in a negative way, but just trying to help you. He just wants to help. He just wants to do his part. And him and John have both been that way the entire season. It's just a couple of phenomenal kids and kids that are going to gain so much from this experience just because of how unselfish they've been and how tied into the team they've been. And then you got the four seniors that we start. You know, Carter Spieler's been playing really well lately. He's been driving to the basket, and he's a fantastic kid. You know, he's a kid that really came in and played big minutes for us last year when we lost Jake. He's a good shooter. He's a better defender than a lot of people realize. But, you know, like I said, just on top of everything else, he's a fantastic kid. Nick, we've got Nick, we've got Cade, we've got Trent. You know, Cade's been playing a heck of a lot better offensively lately, but Cade's a guy that was struggling early offensively, and he said, you know, give me their best guy. give me their best guy. Let me be a defender first. And we did. And he's been outstanding on the defensive end. But now he's really coming along as a scorer. You know, he's knocking down shots, and he's doing a better job of getting the ball where he's really tough to defend. You know, he's getting the ball inside of 15 feet, facing up, attacking the basket, and he's really improving there. Trent's such a great kid. I know you've had plenty of conversations with Trent, and good shooter, good athlete for how big he is. You know, how thick and how strong he is. He's got phenomenal feet. But again, I'm going to say it again: just an even better person. You know, a fantastic student, somebody who's got their priorities straight, somebody who's never going to let you down. You know, Trent, right now, whatever Trent's doing, he's representing us the right way. I can guarantee you that. And, you know, a kid who's become more of a leader, a kid who's shown more emotion for us this year as he's grown up and as he's matured. But, like I said, just a great person. Nick Madison, he's probably the one guy out of that group that, you know, basketball's really what he does. You know, he's really kind of, and it's not a good thing that he stopped playing some of these other sports, but it's just basketball's, and Cade was always that way too. Cade, basketball was his passion, but Cade runs track, he's quarterback on the football team. You know, this basketball thing for Nick is really what he's dedicated himself to, and he's come a long way. He really has come a long way from just, you know, two and a half years ago when we thought he was just a shooter, to now he does so much for us offensively. He's a great ball handler. He gets to the rim on a consistent basis. But he's a kid that's put so much time and effort and energy into it. And Nick's also a great kid and a very coachable kid and a kid that listens to you. You know, sometimes with Nick, it's those things when it's almost to the point where I feel like when I get upset with Nick and say things to Nick, he takes them personally because it's so important to him. And he doesn't want to let anybody down because he's put so much time and effort and energy into it. He's one of those guys. So it's a group of seniors we're really going to miss, but a group of seniors that's really set the bar high. And, you know, not necessarily on – we've still got some things we can accomplish. I mean, that district championship is not out of our reach by any means, and that's really the next goal that we see. But just a group of guys that set the bar so high on how you treat people, how you act, how you lead by example. It's just been a really, really phenomenal group for some of these younger guys to be around and watch how they operate.
Now, they're part of that legacy that I call consistency of the Coach Archer program, and it's why you've enjoyed the 200 victories plus, Coach, and it's those characteristics that when you get them out of the kids, it makes it a real joy as a coach. That's the reward as a coach, but it's also how a program stays consistent when you have guys in the program that emulate and show those coming forward what it is to be a Blue Demon.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think you said it best. You know, we have guys playing for us right now that have seen it for two or three years and seen how real seniors lead and how they act and how they treat people. And you know, we've got a group right now that does it as well as anybody has. You know, like I said, in the classroom, everywhere they're at, they're doing things the right way. And what that does is that makes my job so much easier because I don't come to practice worried about what's going to happen today. You know, I've been to a practice like that. I've been to practices like that where I'm like, okay, who doesn't like each other today? Or who's going to get upset today? Who's not going to handle adversity just within a practice today? And who am I going to have to jump on and separate today? And I don't worry about that. I don't worry about those things. I'm excited to go to practice because I enjoy being around these guys. And when you can do that, when you can go to practice every day and know that you're going to get consistent effort and consistent attitude, then you can accomplish exactly what you want at practice. And you know, again, it's part of being here in Albia, I think, and I'm fortunate, and it really makes your job a lot easier.
That is the outstanding head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer, and we'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Are
Are you a senior in high school with plans to attend college or vocational school next fall? Then listen up. Community First Credit Union is awarding $42,000 in scholarships to area high school seniors in 2018. Apply today by visiting our website at c1stcu.com. Deadline to submit your application is March 15th. Don't miss out on a chance to earn free money towards your education. Community First Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641-932-7105.
This is the Iowa Corn Guy, Ray Jenkins. There's nothing that changes the look of a room like new flooring. The experts at Phillips's can help you find the perfect flooring for your home and your budget. Whether it's wood flooring, tile, vinyl, or carpet, Phillips's will have exactly what you want, and they've been installing quality flooring since 1993. Phillips's, your family-owned, farmer-owned, Southern Iowa Flooring Company. Visit them at their Indianola showroom, online at phillipsfloors.com, or call today for an estimate at 515-961-7300.
Now at Phillips's, up to 36 months financing available. See their sales associate for details.
If it's Super Bowl 52, it's on Westwood One.
The champs are back, and the dynasty continues. For Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, it's Super Bowl number 8 for their Hall of Fame careers.
The New England Patriots, the Philadelphia Eagles. All the action is right here. KIIC Albia.
Last hour here on the Coach's Corner, as it always is, but it's going to be a long, long day for us broadcasters, but it's going to be a fast day because it's so much fun. And
Miley again.
Hey.
Yeah, Miley, are you the guy that during the halftime show, you're going to be watching Justin Timberlake and probably not the football?
You know, last 40. Time Justin was on, we all got more than we wanted.
those poor CBS affiliates that got fined for that slip-up.
Yeah. Hopefully we don't have those kind of slip-ups today, buddy. But, you know, when you throw us on the air for as long as you're going to throw us on the air, there's always the possibility, more likely the probability that...
Sinclair will say something wrong.
I'm not worried so much about Sinclair, but, you know, even the words that I shouldn't say, I don't know I should have said them.
Yeah, well, they come out. You think they come out right, and then you get the evil looks. You get the weird looks.
Yeah, you know what I'm asking, and Archer's one of the best because I'm asking him a question. He's looking at me, and now he's gotten to know that my long-winded questions that may not be a question at all. He's just going to have to grab it at some point.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite. When Archer said, "What was that?" About 7 years ago, he's like. Yeah, after you read
three-minute
question.
Statement.
Yeah, Jason, I don't know what you just asked me.
There may be some of that for your listeners this afternoon, but that is probably what you all expect. Regardless, you're expecting wrestling coverage right here, and we're going to bring it to you. Joe, it's people all over Southern Iowa. We got crews everywhere.
Yeah, well, if you would, you've got Chopper 13 out back in the alley waiting for you right now, and then you're going to meet up with Joe Sinclair and T-Zap, and you guys will be covering Albia 2A as well as Eddyville Blakesburg. Obviously, some other schools there. I think South Tama and obviously Williamsburg as well. But we'll have a crew. We'll have a crew. I guess you'd call him a crew. Ron Terpstra,
the living legend.
Yeah, the ref himself. 40-year wrestling official. He is up in right now. He is already there. I think he was there for breakfast, and they don't even serve breakfast at that school on Saturdays. But Ron Terpstra is going to be broadcasting from Liberty Center for Class 1A, where we're going to be keeping an eye on Moravia, of course, as well as some of the other schools like Southeast Warren slash Melcher Dallas and some of the other Class 1A schools from that area. And then on the kind of the other side of the state, Class 1A up in North English, it's going to be Jamie Cochran and Brett Sams. They're going to be covering that for us today as well. And they'll be following teams like North Mahaska, Pekin, Sigourney, and that storied program there, as well as you know, some of the others from that neck of the woods, including North English and the Bears. So we'll keep an eye on several. We're also going to be providing reports from Washington and the Centerville sectional, as well as North Polk, where Sheraton will be landing today.
And we're going to get this party started early for you. We're going to get the coaches on. Coach Whitlow's going to join us, Coach Little, Coach Cochran, and Coach Winger. And we'll, of course, have some banter between the guys and the locations and get you all set up for a full day of wrestling. This is it, the elusive and the golden ticket that these athletes are seeking. And that ticket is your entry into the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, Wells Fargo Arena. And we're going to get on the air sometime around 10:30 to get the preview show on and live go at noon. We'll start the whistles.
Absolutely. So you can obviously listen multiple ways. As you know, Jason, 96.7 FM. You can listen on the web just by clicking Listen Live. And you can also listen on our smartphone app, the Thunderbolt app. You can listen there. And now, brand new, if you have an Amazon Echo device, you can just tell Alexa, play KIIC, and you'll get it.
Now, this is what they call bumper music. It means it's time to go, rarely do I ever hear it. Hey, you have a great Saturday. Glad to have you along. We'll see you at 10:30.
Go.
You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Stay right here all day for live wrestling coverage on your sports leader, KIIC.
Saddle up your Bronc and get ready. The Bull Riders of America are coming to the Bridgeview Center February 2nd and 3rd. The top 25 riders will be competing for $20,000 in cash and prizes. Don't miss out on this exciting event. Friday night is family night with kids games and mutton busting. And Saturday night is the Celebrity Bull Ride. For ticket information, visit BridgeviewCenter.com or call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000.
Making the switch to Thunder Country. KIIC.